From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Donald Trump is taking steps to make good on a campaign promise on trade issues, issuing new executive orders to step up enforcement of penalties imposed for unfair trade practices, and officials will begin studying the causes of trade deficits.
The jobs and wealth have been stripped from our country. Year after year, decade after decade, trade deficit upon trade deficit, reaching more than $700 billion last year alone. And lots of jobs.
The U.S. Commerce Department and the Trade Representative are supposed to report their findings on the causes of trade deficits to the president in 3 months. Administration officials say some trade deficits happen because other nations create products that can't be made or made as well in the United States. In other cases, unfair practices are to blame. The White House sent mixed messages Friday about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's offer to cooperate with congressional investigators looking into contacts between President Donald Trump's campaign advisors and Russia if he is granted immunity from prosecution. First, White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
But I think that the interesting thing is if you actually stop for a second and realize what the president's doing, is that he's saying do whatever you have to do to go up, to make it clear what happened, take whatever precaution you want or however your legal counsel advises you.
Spicer's remarks was in contrast to a tweet earlier in the day from President Trump that agreed Flynn should seek immunity for testifying. The highest-ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, said it would be premature to grant Flynn's request, citing their investigation is not complete. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson attended his first meeting at NATO, where he pressed for members to boost their contributions to the alliance and gave them 2 months to come up with payment plans.
I think we have three important areas we want to talk about. First is ensuring that NATO has all of the resources, financial and otherwise, that are necessary for NATO to fulfill its mission.
For some of Europe's governments, spending more on defense at the expense of social programs and other things is politically risky. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said increased defense spending is about providing better security for Europe, not pleasing the United States. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says incremental progress is being made in efforts to reach a negotiated end to Syria's long war. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, where the fifth round of intra-Syrian peace talks has wrapped up.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria says there has been incremental progress, and all sides engaged in serious, substantive negotiations during this round. The group discussed broad range of issues, including governance, the political transition, elections, and counterterrorism measures. De Mistura says the negotiations were moving on several parallel fronts, and nothing would be agreed until everything was agreed. And he says that will take patience and time.
Last time we said that the train is in the station, ready. I think we can say, especially in Switzerland, where trains are very precise, that the train is moving out of the station, slowly, but moving out of the station.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Officials in the U.S. state of Georgia say it will be months before a section of Interstate 85 that collapsed in Atlanta on Thursday will be rebuilt. Georgia's Transportation Commissioner Russell McMurray said on Friday that crews are working to demolish and redesign the bridge.
The big question on everyone's mind is, how long will this take to repair? We're not able to give you a firm estimate at this moment, but you should know that this will take at least several months to get this rebuilt.
The overpass collapsed during the Thursday afternoon rush hour after a massive fire broke out underneath the interstate in an area used to store construction materials. The road is a main artery into and out of Atlanta. Federal transportation officials have awarded $10 million U.S. dollars to an emergency funds to help repair the collapsed section of the road. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.